Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Well, this Queen movie has been one of the most troublesome movie making experiences like ever. They've been working on this thing for I don't know how many years. The guy who was Borat, what's his name? He was originally supposed to be Freddie Mercury.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
And then I guess at one point he thought the movie was going to be about Freddie Mercury and about a specific aspect of Freddie Mercury's life, and they didn't go that direction. They took it another direction, so he bailed. And then they got Rami Malek to come in and do the movie. And so he's on it now. Well, the director has been now fired from the movie after complaints of absences and unprofessional behavior on the set. This guy was routinely absent. And no warning at all. He just wouldn't show up. And then Rami Malek would get into fights with this guy on the set. They were nearly physical a couple of times. And so anyways, that guy is out.
You got to think of major motion picture, how many people must be on set and from lighting to filming to catering to everything and lawyers and all that kind of stuff. 500 people showing up there to work every day and the director doesn't show up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my understanding that this isn't like a, you know, something that would just pop up on a movie for VH1 or something. Like, this is a big screen movie that they're doing here. And we'll stay with music here for a second. Foreigner, Whitesnake, and Jason Bonham. Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Experience going to be out together for a tour. That's David Coverdale with the Snake. And yeah, they're going to be coming to the White River Amphitheater July next summer.
Nice.
So keep listening to the Brad and John Show for a chance to win tickets near the end of the week. We'll give you a chance. All right, this was really, for those who were there, say it got awkward last night between Dustin Hoffman and John Oliver. Everybody knows who John Oliver is by now, right? Don't they? Most of people know. He's got the show on HBO.
Last week tonight.
Used to be on The Daily Show. Yeah, yeah. So this was a screening, a 20th anniversary screening of the Dustin Hoffman movie, Wag the Dog. And they did this in New York City with an audience in attendance. And they had a lot of the stars sitting around talking about it in front of the crowd. And the crowd could ask questions and whatever. And John Oliver was kind of like the moderator, apparently. Well, John Oliver confronted Dustin Hoffman about the allegations of sexual harassment that we've heard in the last month or so. Some of these date back many years, but they're out there. And Hoffman gave a public apology last month. Well, John Oliver last night called that apology a cop-out, while Dustin Hoffman repeatedly denied the allegations against him. The story coming from the New York Daily News, she was a 17-year-old intern on a movie Hoffman was working on in 1986, and she says that Hoffman not only made lewd comments, but also groped her during the movie. Hoffman responded with a statement saying, "I have the utmost respect for women, feel terrible that anything I might have done could have put her in an uncomfortable situation. I'm sorry it's not reflective of who I am." Well, Oliver slammed Hoffman's public apology on Monday with, Hoffman's right there on stage, saying it's not reflective who I am. Oliver said, "It's that kind of response to this stuff that pisses me off. It is reflective of who you are. If you've given no evidence to show it didn't happen, there was a period of time for a while when you were a creeper around women. It feels like a cop-out to say it wasn't me. Do you understand how that feels like a dismissal?" When Hoffman said, "You weren't there," Oliver drew gasps from the crowd when he shot back with, "I'm glad I wasn't." Hoffman returned to the subject several times during the panel discussion, adamantly denying groping this woman and saying he didn't even remember meeting her. He also discredited his accuser and blamed Oliver for making an incredible assumption of his guilt. At one point, he asked John Oliver, "Do you believe this stuff you read?" When Oliver responded saying yes, because there's no point in an accuser lying, Hoffman said, "Well, there's a point in her not bringing it up for 40 years." So, I don't know if they ever got around to talking about the movie Wag the Dog. Doesn't sound like it. All right, we'll close the trash with Conan.
Due to the harassment scandal, Matt Lauer's wife has now left the country. Yeah.
She said, I want to be where in the world Matt Lauer isn't.
That's the trash.